Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ for your R&B Fridays. This morning's show is thanks to Skin Deep Rejuvenation. Sore shoulders, tight lower back, skin needing attention. Call Skin Deep Rejuvenation 4927-4450.
Tim, plenty to get through on today's show. Of course, the pressure test is coming up after 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 to kick off your weekend.
Jess, I don't want to talk about what's going on in the show right now. I want to talk about something that's kicking off today. The Winter Olympics South Korea. And it is so exciting because you know why I'm so pumped. And this is a genuine, I'm not just like, the Winter Olympics. Curling, one of the greatest sports to watch on television.
And the great thing about it being in South Korea is it's finally in our time zone.
Yes.
We're going to be watching things at normal times.
I am too keen to get involved in the Winter Olympics.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about the Winter Olympics as the show goes on.
There's been some crazy things happening lately. Every single Olympian received a text message last night.
Really?
A warning, emergency, like one that happened in Hawaii a few weeks ago. It was like emergency service. There was like a fire in a building like a couple of kilometers away, but it was all in Korean. So that couldn't speak or read Korean were like, well, we're dying. That's a shame.
We just got
here. But that's all right. We do need to move on with the show now because I could talk about curling and South Korean missile alerts all day long. But Jess, coming up next, I want to tell you about, you know the Cinderella story? Where Cinderella, she goes to the ball, whatever. She loses her shoe. She's pissed off. They try and find her.
What kind of childhood did you have?
Is that not how it goes? I want to tell you about the modern day Cinderella story. And it's not too far away. It's only in Bundaberg. And they're trying to find the new Cinderella for 2018.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful, but it's coming up after this first one for R&B Fridays. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
If you're listening right now and you're thinking back to Cinderella, the Cinderella story, it's very familiar, right?
I mean, everyone thinks about it often, Tim.
It's just good morning, what's for breakfast? How good Cinderella?
Yeah.
So Cinderella, she goes to a party, loses her shoe. Prince Charming wants to find her.
Not just any party. The, royal ball. It's a pretty big deal.
She lost her shoe. The bloke that liked her wanted to give her shoe back, but he didn't know who she was. Finally found her after putting her foot back into the shoe. It's a fairy tale.
Can we just side note here? Cinderella, the first catfish story? Totally catfished the prince.
Yeah. That Neve guy on MTV needs to start paying up to Disney. But no, I want to talk about a Cinderella story that's happening only 4 or 5 hours away in Bundaberg.
All right.
Right? So Bundaberg at the hotel, the club hotel in Bundaberg, they are on the hunt for their Cinderella, right?
Right.
So it's not a shoe, unfortunately, but someone has left something behind at their pub, at their hotel, and they would like to find it. So they're doing a campaign on their Facebook at the moment to find this person.
Why do they want to find her? Does someone want to marry her? Is he a prince?
No, I feel like the thing that they've left behind is quite important.
Right.
So the reason that they're a bit concerned is because it is a full set of fake teeth. Tops and bottoms.
How do you just leave your teeth behind? What kind
of
wild
Cinderella
night?
Leave a shoe? Maybe he fell down, whoever this was, fell down the stairs and their teeth just rattled out and they were like, I'm going to go. I can't keep sticking around you, Kevin. You're too bad for me. Mom says don't do it.
I feel like teeth are way more important than a shoe. You'd notice more if you don't have your teeth in your mouth.
So they're on the hunt on Facebook. People are trying to get in touch with them going, are you Keith with no teeth or Ruth with a missing tooth?
So they don't even know if it's male or female.
No, they don't know. I've never looked at a tooth and gone, well, that's a man tooth. You can't tell. So literally, the people are just trying to find this person because they've left 100% of all their teeth behind at this pub in Bundaberg. Now, I know that Bundaberg has great tourism, like going to see the Bundaberg Rum Factory, but now I want to go to this hotel because, look, you could get some absolute cracker things if you just stick around after 3 a.m.
Chuck them on display.
Yep, put them in a gold case in the security window.
Need a little extra help chewing your steak from the pub?
You know what the best thing would be? Would be like the people come in and be like, all right, you need to test if these are your teeth, and it's in like a little bracket, and you go like, no, they're not mine. They're not mine. So if you're losing your teeth and you've been in Bundaberg, give them a call.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, one of your mates is doing something a bit unusual. At least I thought it was unusual until we started asking around the office. And apparently this is a pretty common practice.
Yeah. So my old housemate, he was with his first partner for 13 years. Not married, never had kids or anything. Like, just together for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And then she left. She was like, look, for all these reasons, we're going to separate and I'm just going to move out.
I don't love you. Yeah. Bye.
All right. I didn't want to go into too much detail. But so after 13 years, they separated. And so that was probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he's got a new partner. I live with him and her and they're fantastic. And he's super happy. They're happy. Hopefully everyone's happy.
Sure.
And he and his former partner had two dogs together. They had them for like the last sort of 3-4 years. And they've always had dogs the whole time they were together. So when she left, he was like, well, I'll take the dogs, or whatever. They worked out that he's going to take the dogs. But every now and then, she would just pop up in our backyard. He would like, she would email him going, is it all right if I come and see the dogs? And she would just pop up in the backyard, hang out with them and leave.
Visitation rights.
And I just think that that is not healthy for your relationship. Yes, he's not there, but it's still the email. Like, they don't want to have anything to do with each other. And obviously, they got the dogs together. But I feel like if you're going to leave the relationship, mm-hmm. you forfeit any right to visit the dogs. Because I understand that pets are like children to some people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're not children.
Well, the logical part of my brain goes, all right, well, they're dogs. They're not like kids. You don't have to keep them together. Separate them. There's one for each.
Yeah, I would not do that. Because
why not?
Dogs growing up with other dogs around them, when they get separated and they just by themselves, then that can be bad for the dogs.
Right.
So if they just had a dog by like one dog, then I think it'd be fine to do it. But separating the two dogs, I think you shouldn't do that.
Right. I just think it's a bit ridiculous that she comes over for visits.
Yes. And like his new partner could be that. Like, I don't know the full details of their relationship, but I just think it's a bit weird and you're welcoming that person back into your life when you don't need to.
And maybe that is it. Maybe it's just depends on the circumstance and maybe it works for some people.
Yeah. So look, 13, 12, 16, can you share custody of your pets after you separate? Mm-hmm. It's tough because, like, I've got a dog, you've got a cat, you don't have a boyfriend, but I've got a girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Just throw that in.
Was that necessary?
I'm feeling so good about Valentine's Day coming up. Thanks. Cheers, mate.
Love you, buddy. And look, we haven't really talked about what would happen, but I'd assume, I think from what we understand, is that I would just get the dog. As much as my girlfriend would probably want to see the dog, she would understand that.
And
that
you wouldn't let her see the dog?
Depending on how it ended. I have to draw a line, Tim.
Yep.
I have to draw a line. But it's not going to happen because I'm going to fall in love with my girlfriend and we're going to be together forever.
You're going to fall in love with your girlfriend.
Sorry, we're going to stay in love forever. So 13, 12, 16, can you share custody of your pets after you separate? We have been talking about can you keep visiting your pets and like share custody of your pets after you separate from your partner. My housemate's doing that at the moment. His partner of 13 years, they separated. He's got a new partner. Mm. She still comes and sees the dog.
She comes to his house and visits
the
dog.
When I was living
with
him,
weird.
I'd come home and she'd be in the backyard and I'd come out with my rifle and be like, hey, how can I help
what
you?
What you doing here?
I've never held a gun. But we did ask on 13, 12, 16, can you share custody of your pets after you separate?
Yeah, we've got Nina from Yeppoon on 13, 12, 16. Nina, can you share custody of your pets?
No.
Thank you.
Nina, you sound like you've had experience of this.
Yep.
So do you think it's just welcoming the wrong thing into your life?
I do. Like, I mean, they're an attachment and a dog is seen as a family member.
Yes.
So unfortunately, the family has now broken up. So pick a side.
Yeah. Ooh. So did you get the pet, Nina, in the breakup?
No.
And it's
we both talked about it and we rehomed both of them.
You rehomed them?
Oh, wow.
So neither of you got to keep them?
He didn't want them and I got them for him.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So it's not like the, all right, put a bowl of dog food at either one of your feet and whoever the dog goes to kind of situation. It's a...
they come to me, no problem, but I didn't want them.
Oh, Nina. Yeah, no, you know what, though? It does. It reminds you of the relationship. And if you don't want that in your life anymore, it's good that you put them in a place where they're going to be loved.
Exactly. And, you know, they don't need that stress either. You know, they don't need the stress of whatever could be happening between the humans, if you want to say
that. Humans. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Nina.
All right. Thank you.
And finally, we've got Natasha on 13, 12, 16. Natasha, what do you think? Can you share custody of your pets after you separate?
Yes, definitely. Well, at this stage, it's working for me.
You're doing it at the moment.
Quickly tell us your situation.
Well, I separated from my husband last year, mm-hmm. and we have a Maltese Shih Tzu. We've had her since she was 5 weeks old, and she's 3 now. And I just find it very hard to be away from her even for a couple of days.
Yes.
Right, so you guys, do you guys share custody? Does he see the dog still?
Yeah, well, actually, I left, so she basically lives with him. But, yeah, she comes to me once a week.
Wow.
Yeah, like it's not like I don't go to his place and have a look at the dog and stuff like that.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, nah, that's like not happening.
yeah, all right, I see what you're saying, but again, dangerous. So we
It is hard, and I have thought about not... seeing her many times. But
we think you're smart enough to realise when it'll start being something that's uncomfortable. So you sound smart, so just keep that in mind. So thanks for your call, mate.
No worries. Bye.
See you, mate.
Some very different opinions on this topic, Tim.
That's
I think
why we like it.
It just like works for different people in different ways, and I think eventually you realise maybe it's not going to work long term. Yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Someone that his brain might not be working super well. Because he believes that the earth is flat. And look, I know there's people out there that believe that the earth is flat and it's all conspiracy, but I don't see the... What's the plus or the bonus in telling everyone the world's a sphere if it's not?
I just love that people in 2018 still believe that their world is flat. Like, with all of the evidence that we now have, like, hearing people talk about the world being flat just makes me laugh.
Say if the world was flat... Pilots would know. And like, I'm sure pilots have been unfairly released from their jobs and they would just go, oh, by the way, I hate Qantas and the earth is flat. Like, that could happen. But no, but look, there's still people out there like Mad Mike Hughes. He's an American and he's trying to prove that the earth is flat.
Sure.
He's been trying to prove it for years. He's building his own rockets. Unfortunately, he was meant to launch yesterday. Launch was a... Didn't happen, Jess.
Did he not have as much money as Elon Musk? Or?
Turns out he's not a billionaire. Yep. He's just a NASCAR enthusiast.
Oh, wow.
Loves some race cars.
I mean, does that not say it all?
So he is sending it up. He wants to send it up at 800 kilometres an hour, straight up in the air. I don't know if he wants to be in it, but that can't be good for you.
Right.
And he said not only does he want to prove that the Earth is flat, but he'd also just, he just wouldn't mind being in space.
Right.
Look, I'm with you, buddy. I also wouldn't mind being in space, but I'm not going to risk my life putting myself on a homemade rocket ship then going, oh, by the way, space is cool and Earth is flat. Told you so.
I feel like maybe NASA have got this covered. Like, just let them do it.
I think he might be getting confused between NASCAR and NASA. And he's like, yeah, I'm a NASCAR enthusiast. I love me some space. And I'm going to see how the earth is flat, baby girl.
So has he tried before?
He's tried multiple times, but he's just never launched. And that's his excuse. He's just never launched. And I'm sure there's people around Central Queensland that are thinking, maybe I should do this. Don't.
No.
Don't.
Absolutely don't. Let's just trust that science.
Let's just trust NASCAR and they can get to space whenever they need to. Because you know what, Jess? Getting into space, it's God's plan.
All right. Oh, Timmy.
Oh, Drake's new song, God's Plan? What? I didn't even see that. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Just before we talk about something that happened yesterday on the show when I was talking about Northwest Island and the fact that it's a government hide-up and a conspiracy place.
Bit of an update on that one.
Yep. We got a call after the show and I'm very excited to play the audio of that, but someone in our office has just literally brought us in a snack.
A golden ruff.
Golden ruff.
And she was like, have you ever had a golden ruff? And we're like, nah, what's a golden ruff?
Well, get ready for some riveting radio of two people eating a very common chocolate.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Tastes like coconut.
I don't like chocolate. So
I'm all right with it. I'll have yours.
No, I'm going to finish it. Out of principle. Anyway.
How dare you?
Going to talk about Northwest Island coming up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday we were talking about a bit of a conspiracy.
Yeah, I found on my phone, like on that Google Maps thing where you pick satellite images, Northwest Island, a couple hours off the coast of Central Queensland, had a cloud over it and you can't actually see the island. Mm-hmm. And I'm not dumb. I know what's going on.
Someone's hiding something from us, Tim.
And after we talked about it, after the show, we got a call from a woman named Chelsea. And Chelsea started railing off some information about the island. And first of all, still yet to confirm if Chelsea is a conformant.
Well, Chelsea claims that she's from Curtis Ferry Services.
Sure, if that business exists.
If they're not in ties with Google. Yep.
We recorded the conversation and here's a little bit of it.
Northwest Island is the second largest coral cay in the Great Barrier Reef. We offer a service there over 50 times a year.
When's the next? When can we get there, Chelsea?
Is there a reason, Chelsea, that you only offer it 50 times? What happens on the other 306 days?
So it operates around the barge being available and the tide being high enough to get into the lagoon.
Fair enough.
So it's a six-hour trip from Gladstone to Northwest.
That's a while.
See, Tim, this is what they're trying to hide from us.
Yeah, like,
6 hours,
well,
they're making it difficult.
It's a bit of a trip if you want to do it.
When is the next one, Chelsea? When can we get on?
So the first one we have going is Easter on the 31st of March.
31st.
It's closed February and March for the turtles and the birds.
All right, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yes. What are the turtles and birds doing?
Laying and hatching.
Mm. Okay.
That's what Google wants you to
do. Is turtles code for North Koreans? We also found out that some information about the island is that there's definitely no reception, no internet, no nothing. It's secluded and, as Chelsea said, 6 hours away.
Yeah, look, as much as I'd love to go and see exactly what they're hiding from us out there, I don't think I could do it.
No. Whoa. You were on board fully yesterday of us going to check out and investigate this
and
island.
And since then, I've thought about it. And I'm like, 6 hours on a boat, I get seasick.
It's flat water.
We get there, no Wi-Fi.
We'll camp.
I can't Instagram.
We can camp.
Camping, that's also on my list. I absolutely don't camp. I'm not a camper.
We'll teach you how to camp. It's
can
easy.
We glamp?
No.
Will there be a bed for me?
We will. No, you'll have like a mattress
on the
ground.
I want a bed and I want electricity.
All right.
Are there toilets?
There'll be a hole in the ground.
Oh, Timmy.
BYO
shovel. I'm not coming. Go by yourself.
No, you're my backup. You're my security. So you promised me yesterday. You said yesterday that you would be my security. Is that not a lie?
If I'm your security, we're both screwed.
Look, give me some time. I've got to work some things out. Obviously, Ace is coming up soon. Doesn't really work for me, but we'll see how we go. Because I'm not trusting this island very much at
all. Yeah, no, me either. I'm not trusting you either. I'm not going.
He's up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I found out about a month ago when I was with my girlfriend that I'd been calling one of her good friends the wrong name for over a year and a half.
Ooh.
So, because my girlfriend is a photographer and she was taking photos of his wedding. And I was like, have fun at Mason's wedding. And she was like, Tim, it's Morgan. Morgan, Morgan, Morgan. And I was like, Mason? Are you sure? I said, he's never corrected me.
So you've been calling him Mason to his face?
To his face. I'm like, Mace! Handshake, stuff like that. I'm like, Macy, what's going on, mate?
So he's just been thinking you're an absolute tosser.
I was like, Mason, are you excited for your wedding? And he's like, I don't know. Do you want me to ask him? I don't know who this person is. And I felt so bad because he's like, he's genuinely, Morgan is one of the, I almost called Mason again. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's just like a really nice young guy.
And now is it weird for you to look at him and think?
Well, it's like when you know something. Say like someone's got like chocolate on their face. You don't want to tell them and you're like, don't think about chocolate. Don't say chocolate. And you're like, hey, chocolate, damn. So right now I'm like, it's not Mason. It's not Mason. It's not Mason. G'day, Mason. Oh, sorry, Morgan. So, and that's a year and a half of getting away with that. And we were just literally talking about it in that song. So many people, for some reason, think my last name is Blotch.
Yes.
It's Bulch. The L is before. The L is after the O. It's never been the other way around.
Well, you've just steered into the skid and you just call yourself Blotchy.
Yeah. My Instagram name is It's Blotchy. Because Bulchy, it's too silly. It's too silly. So, and I've been letting people get away with that for a while. And like, when I first met you, your last name's Pantu.
Yep.
But it's spelt as if it could be Pantau.
And so many people go with Pantau and they confidently say it.
Yeah. Do you let it happen or do you just
correct them straight away. But if they keep going, then I just let it slide.
That does sound like something you would do. But it did get me thinking on 13, 12, 16, how long did you get away with calling someone the wrong name? Whether it's you or someone else that you've been calling the wrong name. Mm-hmm. Because it can happen, man. Like, especially with your friends' partners. They'll be this is Helen. You'd be like, Harriet, what's going on?
My mum at work, a client of hers would come in and call her Sandra. My mum's name is Loretta.
Close. Very close.
And every time she was Sandra. And then my mum went in for surgery and this little old lady came and dropped off a card for Sandra.
Dearest Sandra.
And had addressed it to Sandra. And I didn't have the heart to correct her.
No. That's not good.
I was like, yep, Sandra's doing great.
She's doing fine. I'll pass this on. All right, well, 13, 12, 16, how long did you get away with calling someone the wrong name? Give us a call. Extend, we have been asking, how long did you get away with calling someone the wrong name?
Yeah.
Of course, without realizing it, because I was calling one of my girlfriend's good friends, Mason, for a year and a half. His name is 300% Morgan. And
I would have loved you just like confidently rocking in, being like,
Mason McFaceon. No, but see, the thing is, my girlfriend would always be like, it's Morgan. It's Morgan. And in my head, I would be like, it's not Morgan because it's clearly Mason.
She correct you every time and you still got it wrong.
Because I'm doing that overthinking thing. Like when you try and say regatta and you go, no, it's regatta because it's not regatta. But it's kind of like that, but just a little bit less embarrassing. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, how long have you been calling someone the wrong name without them realizing? We've had Morgan call through, my Morgan, another Morgan from Rockhampton. Morgan, what's with you?
Not me. I get called Logan at my work.
Logan! At least that's closer to Morgan than Mason. Like, Tim was calling a guy named Morgan Mason.
Maybe it's just that name. Maybe Morgan's the danger name and we're just bouncing around it. Like, have you ever addressed it and going, hey guys, definitely not Logan?
I've tried to correct him and he tells me Kylie instead, so I just go with Logan now.
You've settled. That's great.
So how long has this been going on?
About 6 months or so.
6 months. Yeah, no, give up. You're just Logan from now on, Morgan.
You're Logan. Thanks for your call, Logan.
We've also got Richard from Gracemere on 13 to 16. Richard, how long have you been getting away with it?
This is still going on. I'd say it's been, geez, I don't know, I want to say like 20 or 21 years.
What?
If you can believe it.
Who's,
okay, so
who's
like
this person?
My best mate's dad, who I have known literally since I've been in primary school, every time I go to their house over the years, there's like a 50-50 shot that he calls me the wrong name, and that still happens.
How does he get is it close to Richard? Like,
no, not at all. He just thinks I'm another friend, even though we all look different and I am there constantly.
Now, Richard, this might be an interesting question, all right? I'll admit that. Is he like multicultural, where like maybe...
Where are you going with this,
like,
Timmy?
It's like sort of like English isn't his first language.
Right.
No. He's worked, like, his job was always in, like, customer service. He used to work at a pub and a bottle shop. English isn't the issue. He literally just thinks I'm another person.
So what's the name?
He's called me John, and I've got
Simon,
a bit, yeah, and like...
Yeah, they're all similar to Richard. I can see how it would
nailed it.
Get you confused.
At his wedding, like at my best mate's wedding, our other friend Josh was the MC, who, again, we've all known each other since we were kids. He had to reintroduce himself because our mate's dad didn't know him, even though, anyway.
That's getting out of hand. But, I don't. No one called because you can't beat that. But thanks for your call, Richard.
No worries.
No worries, buddy.
Doll 16 if you do ever want to get involved in the show.
Oh, wow. It's Tim and Jim on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I want to talk about a bloke who lives in the Gold Coast, a very lavish life on the Gold Coast.
Sure.
His name is Travis Bainon, and he basically owns a tobacco company called Free Choice. Okay. Have you heard of those guys?
No, as a non-smoker, I have not heard of that.
So he's making a lot of money. Got himself a wife, got himself a girlfriend.
What?
And only recently has just found another girlfriend, a Rocky girl.
So she is in Rocky or used to be in Rocky?
She grew up in Rocky, recently moved to the Gold Coast.
Big city.
And he's living in what he has dubbed the candy shop because he calls himself the candy man.
I take you to the candy shop.
Good Lord. So she's moved in with him, his wife, and his girlfriend.
So it's kind of like a Playboy Mansion style kind of setup.
And apparently they have these crazy wild parties just like at the Playboy Mansion. Yeah.
I'm shocked. From all the information you've given me so far, that is shocking.
He seems quite grounded as an individual, doesn't he? Well, I mean, he made some news this week. Because he took this Rocky girl, her name's Crystal, into a tattoo parlor and essentially branded her with the name of his company.
So she got Free Choice tattooed on her?
On her butt.
Nice.
So there's photos of her wearing nothing but a G-string on the tattoo table, mm-hmm. and Free Choice is tattooed on her butt. And she looks, I mean, happy as anything.
Well, I guess like Free Choice as a wording for a company isn't the worst wording.
No,
because
that's true.
It is like if she's like in 5 years, she's like, I wish I didn't get this tattoo for this company. But it can just be like a, you know what, Free Choices all around. So yeah. There's a backup plan for that tattoo.
Well, do you know what though? This isn't the first time that one of his girls has been branded in this way.
Branding is a very strong word.
Well, I mean, this is what he does, though, with girls. Yeah, like, but they all get this tattoo.
Yeah, but branding is something that is normally done against someone's will.
Right.
I don't think he's holding them down to the tattoo table and getting the
no,
gun out.
No, she looks very happy about this tattoo. So
obviously, he's probably persuading them into getting it, but yep. Branding is a very strong word.
Well, look, I'm sure him and his wife and his two new girlfriends are very happy together in the Gold Coast, yeah. Living their best lives.
Do the tattoos, if they all have them, do they all have a different colour? So if he can only just see their bums, he can distinguish... Which one's his wife?
I don't know, but maybe that was a good plan.
Yeah, like you get a blue one, I'll get a green one. Like, but there's only a certain amount of colours in the rainbow.
I feel like you've thought about this a lot, and I look forward to you having just seven women in your house that you nicknamed the candy shop.
The candy shop. I feel bad now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Next Wednesday, lots of loved-up couples are going to be celebrating the very special day.
Sure. But I've never considered it a super important day. My girlfriend, on the other hand, considers it to be an important day.
Oh, really?
Because I understand, look, there's the one day where you focus on love mm-hmm. for the whole year. But I feel like I've been focusing on the love of my life for since I've met it. So, you know.
You sound like every bloke ever.
Thank you. Yeah, so I love my chick all the time.
Turns out that Gen X and Gen Y mainly agree with you, Tim, not your girlfriend. A lot of people don't really care about Valentine's Day.
I think it's a money thing, which makes sense. Mm. But also, like, actually, just quickly, Gen X, Gen Y, what's after that? What's the new one for, like, people born, like, that are really young?
Millennials? are we millennials?
No, we're not millennials. We're Gen Y. We're Gen X. I don't know.
Gen Z?
Should have researched. but, look, I understand why it is a thing because everyone will... I feel like the world tells you that you shouldn't have to celebrate love on one day, mm-hmm. but it still exists.
Well, so this is the survey that's been done said 51% of women and 68% of men just do not care mm-hmm. that Valentine's Day is even a thing. But of those people, majority of them will still celebrate in some way. So apparently the average money spent on Valentine's Day, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. $100 between each couple.
Between or like $100 each?
$100 for the celebration. So whether that's gifts or dinners, it's $100 for the day. And this is the scary part, Tim, which is, you know, you'll probably have experienced this at some point in your life. One of the quotes from one of the ladies in the survey said, "Even though I say I don't care about Valentine's Day, I'm secretly hoping to be spoiled and would be silently furious if I didn't even get a card."
It's like my girlfriend. She's like, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" And I'm like, "I don't really care about my birthday. Like, I've never really mm-hmm. celebrated it." And she's like, "You're just saying that, and you'll get upset if you don't get anything." and I'm like, "No." We don't have to do anything. Same as Valentine's Day.
Even though you've set a $5 limit with your girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
Which is a smart limit.
Maybe just go above and beyond and spoil her because she'll be secretly, silently furious if you don't, according to the survey.
$7.50 limit. You've pushed me. You've pushed me to the top of my ceiling. Tim and Jess.
Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.